In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there.
Wow, man.
I'd like to start off this week giving you a sugar buzz with one of my bubblegum favorites. First off, I'd like to do a song written by Jeff Berry and Andy Kim. It was originally recorded by the Archies, a band formed by a group of fictional teenagers in the television cartoon series The Archie Show.
Well, here's the key word. The key word is fictional. They weren't real. But I'm just resting my case, you know.
Are you going to knock my bubblegum music?
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. Just wait. I can't stand your ear-splitting music.
But
We'll get to yours.
Okay.
It reached number one in the U.S. on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1969 and stayed there for 4 weeks. The song became a hit again in 1970 when rhythm and blues and soul singer Wilson Pickett took it onto the charts. Here's Sugar Sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar, honey, honey, my candy guy. Put a little sugar on it, baby.
Control yourself.
Okay. I love that song. I'm bopping to the music here.
Oh, good.
I can't help myself. I'll calm down when your music comes on. I'll close my ears and just let it ride.
Okay.
Chubby Checker introduces The Twist at the Peppermint Lounge in New York in 1960.
Oh, that's why it was called the Peppermint Twist.
No, it's not called the Peppermint. It's called the Twist.
But his record was called the Peppermint Twist. Peppermint Twist. Remember that?
Fine. But we're talking about him doing the Twist.
Okay.
You know, like the Beatles when Twist and Shout.
Okay.
You don't know my kind of music, babe.
Anyway, Now that you're all done tripping out on sugar and got good buzz.
I'm not. Hold it. I'm not out. I want more sugar.
Well, later on, you'll get more sugar, okay? Right now, I'd like to blow your mind with one of my favorite psychedelic tunes from the 60s. Now, this was a song written by good old Grace Slick and recorded by the American psychedelic band Jefferson Airplane for their 1967 album Surrealistic Pillow, which I bought, and it was awesome. It was released as a single and became the band's second top 10 success, peaking at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, this is one of Grace Slick's earliest songs, and she took it after Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, I love that movie.
Well, see, this is her interpretation, and it was the 60s, so things were a little weird then, you know.
Mm-hmm. A little, wow,
yeah.
Man.
And actually, this song became one of the first songs to sneak drug references past censors, because they was really strict back then. And now, I give you White Rabbit.
Something to say about your song, my love.
What's that, dear?
Your song hit the Billboard Hot 100 at number 8.
Okay.
My fictional cartoon character song.
Mm-hmm.
It hit number 1 for 4 weeks on the Billboard 100. So there you go.
Touché. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. But just, you know, a little bit of useless information. In 1960, the Flintstones became television's first primetime cartoon series.
I love that show.
I know.
Yubba-dubba-doo!
Yeah, actually, it was pretty groundbreaking for a primetime TV show to be cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know?
It was a fun cartoon, too.
Here again, it was the 60s.
It was.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Come and get it! A big surprise.
You have a surprise for me?
Yes, sir. It's a new breakfast cereal called Mapo. From now on, you're really going to like oatmeal. Take off your hat. The hat.
I want my cowboy hat.
After breakfast.
I want it now.
Like maple sugar candy?
That's oatmeal.
Right. It says here it's maple-flavored oatmeal.
I want my hat.
Tell you what. I'll be an aeroplane. You be the hangar. Open the door. Here it comes. Loaded with delicious maple flavored. Maple. Cowboys love maple. Yep, cowboy.
I want my maple.
We're not really sponsored by maple.
It's going back to the 60s,
it's so the vintage. So
we have to bring the vintage commercials back to you so you know what it's been like back then in the 60s.
Exactly. And we don't remember what it was like in the 60s, so we have to refresh our memory.
Oh, I beg to differ. I do.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1960. We're going way back when. That was the year that was. 1960 saw the first televised presidential debate between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon. Nixon appeared at the podium sweating profusely due to recent hospitalization, and Kennedy appeared cool, calm, and collected. Many people feel this is why John F. Kennedy won by a landslide victory in the election. In his inaugural address, newly elected President Kennedy said this famous line.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And that is how politicians used to be way back when.
Remember, if for any reason you must leave your radio, please have the man at the door stamp your ear so you can listen again later.
Remember that.
That's hysterical. Okay, now, let's get sweet and sticky again.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do, my love. I listen to your song. Now you listen to my song.
Okay.
Okay, here's a song written by Tommy Roe and Freddie Weller and performed by Roe. It reached number 5 in both Canada and Australia and also number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was featured on his album 12 in a Row, a collection of Tommy Roe's greatest hits.
There were 12 Tommy Roe greatest hits? I didn't realize that.
Oh.
He had to really go digging for those, didn't he?
Okay, I got you on the first one. Don't make me get mean and angry on the second one of yours.
Okay.
Here's Jam Up and Jelly Tight.
Super light. Jam up and jelly tight. You won't say you will.
I agree.
My butt cheeks are getting a good workout today. I'm sitting here and jumping up and down in my seat with the beat of the drums and the music. I'm into my music. I love music.
That was really disturbing.
I'm going to have a tight, what do you call these?
Tight tushy.
A tight tushy. whatever.
Seriously,
Before we go on to another song, don't start anything. I think we should all take a break. Wash our hands from that sticky last song.
I know. It's jam up and jelly tight. A grown man recorded a song like that.
Dear?
What?
It became number 8 on the Billboard 100 like your White Rabbit did. So, yes, and it did well.
Okay, well,
compared to yours.
What do I know?
Okay. Exactly. So why don't you just forget your music and let's stick with mine?
No, because now get ready to expand your mind. This is a song written by two women, actually, Annette Tucker and Nancy Mance. And it was recorded in late 1966 by a garage band, actually.
Oh, like you were.
Yeah.
But you never got big and made millions.
I could have been big. You know, the Town Criers could have been big.
Your dreams only. Back in the 60s, only in your dreams, man.
Okay. And actually, it was recorded in a garage. The song is actually about a hangover.
Oh, I know those.
And their debut album, The Electric Prunes.
Ooh.
That is, no kidding.
Electric
that,
Prunes?
That has got to be one of the best names for bands in the 60s.
You think so?
Oh, it's Electric Prunes? It gives you get up and go. But it started off as a joke. They're trying to think of a name for the band, and somebody said, how about the Electric Prunes? And they said, well, it's memorable. So the name of the band stuck, The Electric Prunes. And now, grab your head and get ready for I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night.
Too much to dream last night. Oh, too much to dream.
and mine might not be expanded too much, but I always thought I had too much to drink. Last night was the name of the song because... Yeah.
Well, that's actually what it was about, yeah. So
I know,
it was kind of a play on words.
But that's what I thought. It was drink, not dream.
Nope.
Because...
It was the 60s.
Yeah, well, man.
And in 1960, a Japanese pen company introduced the first felt-tip pen. How about that, huh?
Was that called?
It was by the Magic Japanese company for the Magic Marker. I don't know.
Okay. Well, do you want to get a little more yummy in your tummy?
No.
Yeah, you do. Here is a song by Arthur Resnick and Joey Levine, first recorded by Ohio Express in 1968. Their version reached number 4 on the U.S. pop singles chart in June. Ohio Express was a studio concoction, and none of the official members appear on the record. Joey Levine sang this song live for the first time in Henderson, Tennessee, at the Caravan of Stars 15 on May 17th, 2008. Here's Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya, ooh, love to kiss ya, ooh, love, I love it so.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune. You say-